Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, How is Your Outlook Shaped? Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8 verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh have their outlook shaped by the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit have their outlook shaped by the things of the Spirit. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Onu believed in the Lord Jesus, he knew God had great plans for him, and he loved the idea of living his life for God. But this was his problem. His life's ambition, which he forged while an unbeliever, did not change. This ambition was based on a worldly philosophy. This was the reason Onu never walked in the Spirit and grew spiritually. What does it mean to have your outlook shaped by the things of the Spirit? It means the things that appeal to you and please you are things that also please the Holy Spirit. A Christian whose outlook is shaped by the things of the flesh is carnal. It is only things of this world that appeal to him, and he cares very little about pleasing the Lord. He lives for himself and only thinks about himself. A Christian whose outlook is shaped by the things of the Spirit is spiritual and cares a lot about pleasing the Lord. He lives for Christ and thinks about Christ all the time. Many Christians desire to walk in the Spirit, but have not redefined their philosophy in life. They still lead their lives according to the standards of this world, and they wonder why walking in the Spirit is only a theoretical concept to them. Go into today knowing that a person who still lives for this world cannot walk in the Spirit. A person who walks in the Spirit lives for Christ and spends his days pleasing Christ. This person's life would manifest the life and peace of God. See Romans chapter 8 verse 6. Go into today knowing that to live and walk in the Spirit means to live to please the Lord first and foremost before pleasing yourself. There will be many times that pleasing yourself will mean displeasing the Lord. You are to always choose to please the Lord rather than to please yourself. That is what it means to live and walk in the Spirit. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Mark chapter 15 to chapter 16. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading comes up next, Mark chapter 15 to Mark chapter 16.
Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Asked Pilate.
You have said so,
Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again Pilate asked him,
Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of.
But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did.
Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?
Asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead.
What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?
Pilate asked them.
Crucify him!
They shouted.
Why? What crime has he committed?
Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder.
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him,
"Hail, King of the Jews!"
Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country. And they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying,
"So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself."
In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves.
"He saved others, but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe."
Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Why long has been done?
My God! My God! Why have you forsaken me?"
When some of those standing near heard this, they said,
"Listen, he's calling Elijah."
Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink.
"Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down."
"What is it?"
he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in 2 from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said,
"Surely this man was the Son of God."
Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Younger and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other,
"Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?"
But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
"Don't be alarmed,"
he said. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go. Tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.
Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons.
Peter! Matthew! James!
She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them,
"Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well."
After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere. And the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it.
The end of the book of Mark.
Hi everyone, this is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp. StreamGlobe Ministry is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. We are not a church and we do not intend to become one. The way we pay our bills is through the generous donations of people like you who are being blessed by the ministry and who partner with us. If you wish to partner with us, you can do so by sending your donations to our bank account. The account number is 121-07-33265. That is 121-07-33265. And the bank is Zenith Bank, Nigeria. Now, if you do not have access to a Nigerian bank account, you can send your donations to us via PayPal. And the PayPal email is partner@streamglobe.org. That is partner@streamglobe.org. The Lord will bless and reward you mightily as you join us in streaming the globe with His living word. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 65838.